Okay, now I believe that everyone, or at least almost everyone, is here. Okay. Got it. Noah's here twice, so we're still missing Yoni Crab. Okay, please send him my best regards if he doesn't come. Sif Beis of Simon Tzadi Ches. Gets very Yesodistic, distinguishes between min bimino and min b'she'in amino, a mixture of kosher and treif of the same physical type, like, for example, treif wine and kosher wine, or treif orange juice and kosher orange juice, or more commonly, treif meat and kosher meat, versus a mixture of different types, like lard in vegetable soup, or, treif milk in a cake, in the flour and oil, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so we have a machlokas. What's the din of taroves min b'she'eino mino? And what's the din of taroves min b'mino? So first, let's look at a taroves of min b'she'eino mino. This is the sugya called ta'am ke'ikar, right? So here we have min b'she'eino mino. That stands for b'she'eino mino. This is the sugya of ta'am ke'ikar. And there are two opinions about the sugya. We definitely say tam ke'ikar. What does it mean? It means if the tam of something is tasteable, then the mixture is treif. How do we know if the tam of something is tasteable? That's what we learn in Sif Aleph, Lamaisa, for us Ashkenazim. We estimate by whether it's more than a 60th or less than a 60th, right? Whether there's shishim kenegdo or there isn't shishim kenegdo. Here we have a machlokas rishonim, whether Tam ke'ikar is the oraisa, or whether tam ke'ikar is derabanan. This is machlokas, let's say, between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, with lots of rishonim on both sides of the. It clearly min b'she'eino mino. The din is, it is usur b'nosein ta'am. It is usur if it is tasteable, which is approximated by shishim, right? That's clear. The question is this the oraisa or is this the rabbanan? So Rashi says it is midrabanan. What does it mean that when he says it's midrabanan? That means that midoraisa it's batel b'rov, and only midrabanan you need shishim. So midrabanan sarich shishim. Midoraisa, batel berov. Okay, and there are some Rishonim who agree with Rashi, like they mentioned the Ramban and others, Ravenu Tam, and I think Rov Rishonim, right? The Rashba agrees with Ravenu Tam. There's a big debate in the Achronim, much too big, whether he passed like Ravenu Tam Bevadai, or just he was Choshish for Ravenu Tam and the Raivit and many others. Reinu Tam and Rov Rishonim says Tam ke'ikar is midoraisa. Rashi says Tam ke'ikar is midrabanan. Reinu Tam and most Rishonim say Tam ke'ikar is midoraisa. That means midoraisa, you need shishim. Obviously, when I say you need shishim, I really mean that it's usher if you can taste it. But the way we estimate that is with shishim. The Rambam has a middle shita, which the Beis Yosef suggests Rashi might agree with, but we're not sure if Rashi would agree with or not. In my opinion, if you look in Rashi's in the Sugya, it is not so poshut that Rashi agrees with him. But the third opinion is the Rambam. And maybe Rashi, the Beis Yosef thinks Rashi would agree. Who says it depends? It depends if there's more or less than a kezias of iser bichdei achilas pras, right? If there's kezias iser bichdei achilas pras, asher midoraisa, if there's pachos. Me Kazayas Lechdechilas Pras. Then there's also Midrabanan. Okay, so there's three shitas. Either Midoraisi just need Rove to be Mvatalit, because Tamke Iker is only a Chomer Darabanan that you need Shishim, or Midoraisi need Shishim to be Mvatalit, or Midoraisa less than Kazayis Bechdeachilas Pras is more than Kazayis Bechdeachilas Pras is also Midoraisa, and less than that is only also Midrabanan. So to summarize, everyone agrees that it's Usser if you can taste it, which we approximate as more than a 60th. Question is, when is Usser Daraisa? Rashi says, seems to say, although it's not the way that Reish Yosef takes him by when he unites with Rambam, that Midoraisa you only need Rov, or being a Tam and most Rishonim say Midoraisa you need Shishim. The Rambam says Midoraisa it needs to be less than a Kazayis Bechdechilas Pras. What's the Nafkamina? Either way, we said it's Usser B'Nosein Tam. We just don't know what's the Daraisa, what's the Rabbanan. The classic Nafkamina between Daraisa and Rabbanan is a Safek. What if you know that there's Rov Heter? Maybe you even know that the Isser is less than a Kazayis Bechdechilas Pras. You just don't know if the Isser is more or less than a 60th. You don't know if it's tasteable. Do we say Safek Daraisa L'Chomer, Safek Darabanan L'Kula? So that's what the Torah debates, and the Reish Yosef, and the Mechaber, and says the Mechaber, as we'll read in a second, how do we paskin? We paskin like or in Tam and most Rishonim, that the din of Shishim and Min B'She'ino Mino is Midoraisa. The din of Shishim is Midoraisa. And therefore, if you're not sure if it's more or less than a 60th, meaning you're not sure if it's tastable or not tastable, then you have to go L'Chumra. Okay, that is the first half of the main part of Seif Beis. Okay, that's Min B'She'ino Mino. Now, let's go to Min B'Mino. What if you have treif meat mixed with kosher meat, or treif meat gravy mixed with kosher meat gravy, or treif wine mixed with kosher wine, or whatever example you want to use? So, what about Min B'Mino? So here we have a fundamental machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda learns, if you may recall, you've probably seen this in Shas a couple times, that the pasuk says in Parshas Achreimos in the Avodas Yom Kippurim, "V'lakach midam ha'par midam ha'sa'ir v'natan al karnos ha'mizbeach saviv." He takes the blood of the par of Yom Kippur. Right, there were two karbanos, if you remember, that the blood was brought, that were, you know, the most of all the karbanos, the blood was brought lefnaiv lefnim into the Kodesh Kadoshim. That was the power of Yom Kippur and the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur, right? Like for example, when the first Mishnah we say in Yom Koman every day, par v'sar shel Yom Kippurim, etc. So it says you mix the blood of the power and the blood of the Sa'ir, and then you put it al karnos hamizbeach saviv on the horns of the mizbeach hazahav inside the Beis HaMikdash. So, and it's clear that you mix them. So the Gemara says, hold on, if you mix them, why is it called Dama Parva Dama Sayer? Everyone knows the blood of a, you ever look at an ox and you ever look at a goat, you see that they're really disproportionately sized. Everyone knows the blood of an ox is much bigger than the blood of a goat. And therefore, shouldn't it just be blood of the ox? Shouldn't the blood of the goat be batel to the blood of the par? And so Rabbi Yehuda says, from here we see that Midoraisa, Min B'Mino is not batal. After all, blood and blood are the same thing, and therefore it's not batal. So here we have a Machlokes Tanoim, says Rabbi Yehuda, Min B'Mino is not even one in a million, not in one in a gazillion. It's just fundamentally not batal. Min B'Mino, Eino batal. However, say the Chachamim, that Min B'Mino is Batel. Okay, fundamental machlokes tanoim. Ah, what do the Chachamim say about the Dama Par and Dama Sar? They say, no, that's a special thing called Olin Ein Mevatlin Zetzeh. Things that are Ola on the Mizbeach are not Batel to each other. Okay, but nowadays we're not dealing with things that are Ola on the Mizbeach. It's not our Inyan. Okay, we'll see in Simon Kof Beis what the Ran does with it. But the Chachamim are not our Inyan. Something special for Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says Min B'Mino is not Batel. How do we paskin? So it's not clear. It's a machlokes amoraim. How to paskin to Negdoli amoraim, Rav Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan Mishlokish. It's a machlokes rishonim. How to paskin? That's what Beis Yosef spends a lot of time on here. Says Rashi. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that Min B'Mino is not Batel at all. Not even one in a million. Doesn't matter what the proportion is. Doesn't matter if you taste it, etc. Not batal at all. That's Rashi, and a and the Rif seemed to have passed that way at some point, although he changed his mind, and a minority of Rishonei Ashkenaz passed that way. However, most Rishonim Paskin, by the way, this Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are not Lashitasam, like it's not connected to the Machlokas in the last board. It's just coincidence, right? Rabbeinu Tam and Rov Rishonim all Paskin like the Chachamim, that Min Bimino is Batel. Okay, that Min Bimino is Batel. Great. So how do we Paskin? We will see that we Paskin that Min Bimino is Batel. We Paskin Min Bimino is Batel like the Chachamim. Now the question is just, what's the shear of Bittel of Min Bimino? So here, there is a Deya that doesn't make it into the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef doesn't have the possibility, but you could say, and this seems pretty clear from the Bala Mor in the third perek of Psachim, that Min Bimino is the same as Min Bishayno Mino, Tam ke ikr mi doraisa, and it needs shishim min haTorah. However, that opinion, that daya does not make it into the pages of the Beis Yosef. The only daya that makes it into the pages of the Beis Yosef is the daya of most Rishonim, and therefore, butel how? It's butel, meaning, let's remember, according to Rashi, Min Bimino is more chomer than Min Bishayno Mino. It's not butel at all, not even one in a gazillion. However, according to most Rishonim, Min Bimino is less chomer. Is less chomer than Min B'she'in Amino. Why? Because there's no Tam Ke'ikr. Why is there no Tam Ke'ikr? Maybe you can taste the treif fat in the kosher fat. Maybe you could taste the nevela meat in the kosher meat. Yeah, but what does it mean to taste it? They taste the same. You know, it's not really tasteable. Like, I understand you could have said, no, you could theoretically taste it, just the same taste. But you can't actually practically taste it. As they say in modern day Hebrew, tachlis, you can't taste it. Right, because if I mix Min Bimino, 1 second, Yoni, you know, treif wine and kosher wine, it all tastes like wine. I can't taste anything. If I mix nevela gravy with shchuta gravy, then I can't taste anything. If I mix chilev with shuman, it all tastes like fat. I can't taste anything. So therefore, we say Min Bimino batel, and it's more kal, right? Let's just compare it to. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is more chomer. But according to the Chachamim, I said you could say it's the same, but Lamaik said that's not the mainstream view in the Rishonim. They say, no, it's more kal, because once it's batel, now there's no Indian of Tam Ke'ikr anymore, because it doesn't change the taste. You don't notice the taste of it. And therefore, it's batel, but there's no din Tam Ke'ikr. And therefore, what? Mida O'Raisa. It's batel barov. Midoraisa is batel barov because it's batel and you can never taste it because it tastes the same. So it's batel barov. How do we know batel barov? Achari rabban lahatos. Midrabanan, that's very clear all over Shas. It is batel only in Shishim. Why? So you'll explain. Gzeira min bimino. Atu min b'she'eno mino. Since min b'she'eno mino need Shishim midoraisa. Min bimino means Shishim midrabanan. Okay, Yoni Abrams, question.
Hi, thank you. If we say that we go butter shma, then is it true that we can never taste the difference in a min bimino case?
Of course not. That's the shach's question, but we're not up to that yet.
Oh, so just,
you're right.
Okay,
everything we said now is not true. If you right, correct. Everything we've explained doesn't make sense if you go butter shma, which is what you're supposed to think.
Okay.
I want you to think that on the shach side. I'm trying to brainwash you into believing the shach. Okay, so now what do we see? We see that min bimino is more kal. Lemaisa min bimino, everything batel b'shishim. Lemaisa, you want to know what the rules of bittel, iser and heter is batel b'shishim. However, is that need for shishim midoraisa midorabanan? If it's min b'she'eno mino, you need shishim midoraisa. If it's min bimino, you only need shishim midorabanan. And that's how we get to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. How is this the psak of the Shulchan Aruch? Now let's read the Shulchan Aruch without the Rama. Sif Beis in this Arib Min Bimino v'nishbach be'inyan she'inyu cholul lamad olav. If you mix Min Bimino and it spills in a way that you can't measure it l'sharul, What does it mean it spills? It could be other examples. The Piskei Teshuva brings other examples. The point is just that you have a valid reason why you don't know if it's more or less than Shishim. What's one example? One example is this. Min b'mino, you're cooking a pot of meatballs, right? And some treif meatballs fall in. And you know the treif meatballs are exactly, you know, 3 kazesim. But then you spill, the pot spills, and you don't know if at the time it was 180 kazesim or less than 180 kazesim. So you have no idea whether it's more or less than shishim. Or any example like that. I don't know. I have wine, and some treif wine falls into my kosher wine. And I know exactly 1 liter of treif wine fell in the barrel, but then some of the barrel spilled, and I don't know if it was 60 liters or not. So that means by spills. Another example that Piskei Teshuva gives is spilling means I know how much treif fell in. I don't know how much kosher there was. Why don't I just measure it now? Because it spilled, and I don't know how much there originally was. Another option of not knowing is I don't know how much treif fell in. How could I not know how much treif fell in? After all, I'm the one who put it in. No, maybe a guy poured some treif in, or a katan poured some treif in, etc. Right? Someone poured some treif in, and I have no way of knowing how much. Right? That would also be an example of a suffix. I don't know. I'm boiling milk, and someone pours in some treif milk, and that someone, you know, is a guy or a katan or someone who can't testify about how much they poured in. So in any case, you can come up with all kinds of funny scenarios if you want. It doesn't matter what the scenario is, where you have a good reason why you don't know whether the ratio is more than 60th, less than 60th. In any of those cases, in no dashe rubo heter, mutter, in low no dashe rubo heter, usher. As long as you know there was a rove of heter, you know there was a rove of heter, so you know it's mutter midaraisa. You just don't know if there is 60 of heter. So you know it's mutter midaraisa, so you just don't know if it's mutter asur midrabanan. Then you say saf drabban lakula, but skipping the arma, avol nis arid b'she ein omino v'nishbach v'in yin she'en yichol lamar lo v'sharu. If it falls into ein omino and then it spills in a way that you can't measure, what happened? Exactly 3 ounces of lard fell into my vegetable soup. And now I measure my vegetable soup, but I can't measure the vegetable soup because some of it spilled. And now there's 175 ounces. I don't know if there was originally 180 or there wasn't because some spilled. So I have no way of knowing. Or another example was, I know how much vegetable soup I have, but I don't know how much lard was poured in because the kid poured it in and the kid is not kosher le'idus, right? So in that case, I feel a notice of yerubo heter, sir, even though I know it was mostly vegetable soup. If I don't know if the lard was more or less than a 60th, then it's a suffix do reis l'chumra because tam ke'ikar by mimish eino mino is mi do reisa. Okay, that's the principle of the Mechaber. It makes, it's pretty straightforward. It's pretty straightforward. One interesting case, let's just get another board here. What's the case? The case is that I'm sure that the heter is rov suffix whether the heter is 60 times the iser or not, right? So what's the rule? If you have min bimino, then we say suffix durabanan lakula. What if you have min b'she'en omino? Because shishim is only midrabanan by min b'mino. Then we say suffix de araisa lechumra. Here's an interesting question with Shach and Taz discussed. What if it's min b'she'en omino, but it's only an iser drabanan to start with? Right? Let's say it's mim she'en omino of an iser drabanan. What's an iser drabanan? I know cholav akum, or, you know, the shuman around the gid hanasha, which is only iser drabanan, or, you know, you can invent many, many different sort of gvinas akum, you know, all kinds of iser drabanan, which maybe you can or can't invent. What if it's an iser drabanan? So what if you have mim she'en omino of a taroves of an iser drabanan beheter? So say the Shach and Taz, even though here it's Mimishino Mino, but you can't say it's Suffolk Derisic. The Isser's only Drabun in the first place. So then you say Suffolk Drabunon Lakula. The Torres Chata sounds like he's Machmer in that, but they say can't be. This is the Sach and the Taz. Right, the Torah's Chatas of the Rama says, well, once Tam Ke'ikr is Midoraisa, any Mimishino Mino, even on chicken and milk, which is a Safik Drabbanan, would go Le Chumra. And they say, no, that's ridiculous. If it's only an Issa Drabbanan to start with, and then what would be another example? This, let's say, Hanan B'Sheri Surim, right? Let's say you had a sauce, which was 5% treif. And then that sauce falls into your cholent. You know the original Isser is batel b'shishim in your cholent. The only question is the whole sauce was Hanan, and you don't know if the Hanan was batel in your cholent or not. Hanan b'shari sum is only drabanan, and therefore, if you're not sure if there were 60 kinegah the sauce or not, you'd be makel. Okay, what's the controversy? The controversy is, what about oaf, b'chalav, chicken and milk? Here, the Torah's Chatas quotes from the Isser Heter, who says that a suffig, whether there were 60 in chicken and milk, someone accidentally poured some milk in their chicken soup, and there's no way to know whether it's more or less than a 60th, right? Or some other scenario. So do we go Lekula or Lechumra? So the Torah's Chatas quotes the Yisra Heter says, we go Lechumra. And the Shach says, that's ridiculous. Why would you go Lechumra? It's a Safik Drabanan. Safik Drabanan Lekula. Of Bechala was only Drabanan. Says the Yisra Heter went Lechumra because he held that chicken was Doraisa, like that weird cheetah of Tosfos and the Marshal that we don't paskin like. Since we paskin Drabanan, says the Shach. Lakula. But, however, says the Taz wants to defend the Rama and the Torah's Chata. Says the Taz, no. Even though Of Pecholov is Drabanan, he doesn't want to say all Drabanan Suffolk is Lechumra and go against the previous line on the board. No, that far no one's willing to go to defend the Rama. Rather, he says, what did the Rama mean? The Shach says the Rama just made a mistake. Nah, the Isra Heter was Machmer and Suffolk Bittel B'Shishim by chicken and milk because he held chicken was Doraisa, but we held chicken is Drabanan, so we're Mako. Taz says the Rama didn't make a mistake. The Rama really has logic. What's the logic of the Rama? We find by Basar B'Cholov they made a lot of Xeros on chicken to make it the same as beef. For example, you can't eat beef and cheese on the same table at the same time, right, without a hecker in between or something. You also can't have chicken and cheese on the table at the same time without a hecker. Like, just like I can't eat beef while my wife eats macaroni and cheese without a hecker, I can't eat chicken while my wife eats macaroni and cheese without a hecker. Why? Chicken's only grew up on it. Why do you need Xera? Nah, because in Bas B'Cholov, they made a lot of Xeras on chicken because they were so worried about Bas B'Cholov, they were machmer on chicken like meat. So he says the Taz, here also, there are machmer and suffolk of chicken just like meat, says the Taz. He says, lechumra. And what's his logic? He says, because it is a suffolk derabanan. And he says, nope. Special chumra of Of Becholov. They were machmer and Of Becholov, special chumra, to treat it like Basar Becholov. And therefore, Suffolk is a chumra. They were machmer in it more than other Yisurim Drabanan. How do we paskin? Not 100% clear. If you look at the Pisrei Tshuvas of Katan Vav, it's hard to tell what he's going on. He says, I am Ber Heitev, I am Tshuvas Emunah Shmuel, Sim Kav Ches, Shadayt, Ka Shach, V'cholich, Al Ataz, V'chein Da'asa Prichadosh. The Prichadosh and the Emunah Shmuel hold like the Shach against the Taz on what issue? So to do that, you have to actually follow the instructions of the Pesach Chuvah and look in the Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev that starts with the same words ends with this machlokas Shach and Taz, but Of Becholov. So he's saying the Emunah Shmuel and the Prichadosh pass like the Shach against the Taz. It's a big machlokas Achronim, but I think most Achronim pass like the Shach against the Taz. The Taz is a Chiddush, even though not everyone agrees with the Shach. Lemaisa, I think we hold like the Shach against the Taz, that we treat Of Becholov just like any other Yisra Rabbanan, and therefore Safik would be Lekula. Okay. So much for the basic principle of when we go Lechumra and when we go Lekula. excuse me. Um, The what was I gonna say? Yeah. Okay. Before we go to the big elephant in the room, this very controversial Rama, I want to finish up the Mechaber. The Mechaber finishes with a Chiddush of the Rashba. What's the Chiddush of the Rashba? It says, "V'im nis'ari v'mino uv'she'ino mino v'nishbach." What if an Isser gets mixed with a combination of mino and she'ino mino? Not such a crazy example. What would be an example of this? A treif piece of chicken falls in your chicken soup. What else is in your chicken soup? Kosher chicken and water and vegetables and, you know, I think that's what you put in chicken soup. So it falls into a combination of mino and b'she'ino mino. And for now, we'll assume, right, the Taz says it would be different. Let's assume it falls into it all at once. Like, there's already mino and eino mino peter, and Isser falls in. And you're not sure if there was 60 or not, right? You're not sure if there was 60 kinegda or not. V'nishbach v'inyin she'ino cholamo lo sharo v'noda she'aruba heterim mino. Ro'en she'ino mino kilo eino v'ashar mino rabba elav umevatlo. This is the psak of the Rashba, who's the only Rishon to discuss this. What's the case here? Here you have A is Isser. And it falls into a combination of B and C. B is Mino Heter, the kosher chicken. And C is Eino Mino Heter. And what case would it be interesting? If you knew there was Shishim Kenegdo, that would be obviously Batel. If you knew there wasn't Shishim Kenegdo, that was obviously not Batel. The interesting case is you know Vadai that B more than A. For sure, there's more kosher chicken than treif chicken. What's a suffix? If B plus C is 60 times A. You're not sure if B and C together are 60 times A. You're not sure if it's batel b'shishim. You're sure that it's batel b'rov to the kosher chicken, but you're not sure if it's batel b'shishim. So now, is this a suffix d'rabbanan or a suffix d'oraisa? This depends how you look at it. If you look at A mixed with B, midoraisa, it's for sure mutter, because min b'mino is batel b'rov. But if you look at A mixed with C, then midoraisa, it's a suffix, it's b'she'eino mino. So how do you look at this suffix d'rabbanan, d'oraisa? I mean, is what is the din midoraisa? So here, what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, on a d'oraisa level, just ignore C. C is heter. More heter can't hurt. More heter can only help. So ignore the help of C. A just fell into B. If A fell into B, it's batel midoraisa. So therefore, it's only a suffix de rabbanan. And that's what the Rashba says. Says the Rashba. He says the rule salik. That means ignore C. If you ignore C, then what happens? Then it's vadai batel midoraisa. And you only have a suffix de rabbanan lekula. That's what the Rashba says. It says ignore C. B is enough to be mevatel A, so forget about C. B is mevatel A on the Doraisa level. On the Drabana level, we're mesopek, so therefore it's a suffix Drabanan. That is the Rashba and the Mechaber. And the Taz, who all agree with the Rashba. I don't think anyone argue with the Rashba until the Shach, but the Shach disagrees. In the Pisrei Tshuva quotes that the Chassam Sofer also agrees with the Shach. As a matter of fact, the Shach tries to go even further. The Shach tries to say the Rashba never meant it. Okay, that is going a little far to say the Rashba never meant it. That's creative already on the Shach's part. But the Shach, so if you read the Shach, he'll say even the Rashba never meant to be makel. Okay, that's a little creative. Says the Shach, the Chassam Sofer, no, you cannot say Salek Es She'eni, no. You can't ignore C. You have to view it as midoraisa. A falls into C. Ah, A falls into C. That's Mimishaino Mino. Maybe it gives the ta'am, maybe it doesn't. Meaning maybe the Eino Mino gets the ta'am of the Isser, maybe it doesn't. And therefore it's a suffix d'oraisa. They say there's no such rule as salik, as ignore. Salik literally means remove, but what it means here is ignore. And therefore, it's a suffix d'oraisa. What's a suffix d'oraisa? Maybe C tastes like A. Maybe not. Suffig d'oraisa lechomra. So the question is, like, how do you look at it on the d'oraisa level? On the d'rabbana level, it's pashit. Me d'rabbana, remember, there's no difference between min b'meino m'she'enu b'meino. Whenever Isser falls into heter, if there's shishim, it's batal. If there's not shishim, it's not batal. We don't care if it's mino, eino, mino combination. Doesn't matter, right? So, but how about on the d'oraisa? And on, therefore, it's a suffig. We don't know if there's 60. But how about on d'oraisa level? So the Rashba, and the Mechaber, and the Taz say on a d'oraisa level, like say more heter can't hurt, more heter can only help. So C helps. So ignore the help. B is enough to yivatal A mi d'oraisa without any help. So if it has the help of C, it can't be any worse off. And the Shach, the Sam Sofer, and the Pesach Tshuva, who agrees with the Shach, say no, it can't be worse off. If A fell into B, it would be batal mi d'oraisa because there's no nesinas tam. It doesn't change the taste. But if A falls into C, then it's Asur mi d'oraisa because maybe C tastes like A. Maybe it doesn't, then it's a suffix d'oraisa. Okay, what's the basis of the machlokes? By the way, how do we paskin? It's not so clear how we paskin. However, lemaisa, the achronim are afraid to make al keneg the shach. I don't know how often it really happens. Lemaisa, not necessarily bevadai, but we'll be machmer like the shach here because, you know, there's not really a lot of evidence one way or the other. There's a mefurish rashba, but the shach says the rashba never meant it. So it's the mechaber and the taz versus the shach. So who knows? Then the chassam sofer said that ein nir lahakal negedas hashach, that you shouldn't be makel against the shach, not just because of authority, because he thought the shach had a good taina. So lamai said we'd be machmer. But what's the lumdus here? The lumdus here is this. Is that saleh comes from the Gemara. The machlokas is whether to make a sushel, whether to extrapolate from the Gemara to a different case, because in the Gemara, salik appears the opposite. How do I mean? Let's see. What's the case in the Gemara? They're all min b'mino v'she'eno mino, right? They're all cases of min b'mino v'she'eno mino. There's the Gemara's case and the Rashba's case. The difference is the Gemara's case is Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, who says Min B'mino is more Chomer. The Rashba's case, the would be Paskin Lefi Chachamim, who says Min B'mino is more Kal. So what's the difference? The difference is this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Min B'mino is not Batal at all. Min B'she'eno Mino is batal b'shishim. So what do you do with a combination? Right? Min b'mino v'she'eno mino. You do salik. What does salik mean? Ignore the mino. And it's batal b'shishim le she'eino mino. You ignore the mino, and the eino mino is batal b'shishim. This is a Gemara. You can't argue with it. What's the case of the Rashba? The case of the Rashba via Chacham is just the opposite. Min b'mino batal b'rov mida oraisa. Min b'she'eino mino. Is batal b'shishim midaraisa. Again, anytime I say batal b'shishim, technically I mean it's batal if you can't taste it. But we measure that with shishim. So what if you have Mimbimino. Visha Eino Mino. Then says the Rashba. Again, here with the Rashba. Same idea of Salik. And what happens? We ignore the Eino Mino. And it's Batel Berov to the Mino Mido Raisa. I know Midrabanan, there's no difference, but that Nafkamina, if you have suffix only suffix Rabanan, that's the Rashba. He's just making a sushtel, a mirror image extrapolation from the Gemara, just like Rabbi Yehuda, that Min Bemino is more Chamer. We say ignore the Mino, it'll be Batel to the Eino Mino. Likewise, according to the Chacham, the Min Bishaino is more Chamer. Just say ignore the She'eno Mino, and it'll be bottled to the Mino. So Midoraisa, it's bottled to Rove. And therefore, if you're not sure if there's Shishim, it's only an Issa Durabanan, a Safik Durabanan, I mean. That is the Rashba. But the Shach disagrees. Why did the Shach disagree? The Shach thinks you can't necessarily, that's the Rashba. What does the Shach say? The Shach says you can't make this extrapolation. What does the Shach say? The Shach says the Shach, you can be misalik the min bimino, which is not batel, but you can't be misalik min b'she'eno mino. Why? Because min b'she'eno mino is an asinas ta'am. You can be misalik min bimino. You can ignore the chumra of min bimino because the chumra of min bimino is not based on a taste. But you can't ignore the chumra of min b'she'eno mino, because Mim She'eno Mino is based on a taste. I will say the Shach over in different words. You could really say a lot of Lumdus and have many different possibilities. What's the Nakudas HaMachlokas and Lumdus between the Shach and the Machaber? But what the Shach saying is this, is that, first of all, what does he say? He says you can't be Mesalek because of Tam. You can't be misalik the min b'she'eino mino because there's tam. I think what he means is this. Min b'mino eino batel. If you want to see the lumdus of the Shach, I'm pretty sure I know the lumdus of the Shach. Min b'mino, the lumdus of the Rashba is very simple. The Gemara is a principle. When Isra falls into two things, one of which is more machber, one of which is more mekel, you ignore the more machber one and it's batel by the more mekel one. What does the Shach say? The Shach says no, it depends. Min b'mino, what's the rule of min b'mino? Eino batel. Min b'mino, eino batel is not an iser. It's just that min b'mino isn't mevatel. So if it's not mevatel, you ignore it. And min b'she'eino mino can be mevatel. Meaning min b'mino, eino batel is a passivity. Min b'mino is passive. It can't passive. It can't be batel. Okay, so ignore it. You ignore passive things. And then min b'she'eino mino can be mevatel. But min b'she'eino mino for us is not a passive lack of ability to mevatel. It's an isser, tam ke iker. It's an active isser of tam. It's a factor that creates an isser. Min b'mino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a factor that creates a lack of bittel. You ignore a lack of something. But min b'she'eino mino, tam ke iker, is not just a lack of bittel. It's a chalos isser. There's a chalos isser called tam. You can't ignore a chalos isser. You can ignore a lack of bittel. As a matter of fact, that's what a lack of something means. You ignore it. But you can't ignore chalos iser, and tam ke iker is a chalos iser. And therefore, the Shach saying, you can't ignore the eino mino, you can ignore mino, the Rabbi Yehuda, you can't ignore eino mino, because eino mino is a chalos iser of tam. You can't ignore chalos iser. And that's why the Shach disagrees with the Rashba and the Pshat of the Machaber. Again, he wants to say the Rashba also meant like him, but most Achronim don't believe that. That's why the Shach disagrees with the Machaber and the Rashba. He says, just because you can ignore one thing, he's being very lumdish here, right? He's being the brisker. Just because you can ignore Mino for Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean you can ignore the Eino Mino for the Chachamim, because I'll be lumdish, they're two different things. Mino for Rabbi Yehuda is a passivity. It's not mevatel. It's passive and not mevatel. So you ignore whatever's passive. Mim she'eino mino for us, for the Chachamim, is an active chalos iser. It's a chalos tam. That's an oser. You can't ignore an oser. That seems to be the svara of the Shach. Okay, very lum the Shach. Lemaisa, we're machmer like the Shach. Okay, any other questions about this? Right, it's a very lumdish machlokas. Right, certainly you get, even, you know, you could like the lumdus, not like the lumdus, totally chop the lumdus, not, but you get the machlokas. The Rashi says, you make a sushtel just like Rabbi Yehuda lets you ignore mino. We should let you ignore eino mino. And the Shach says that's not a valid extrapolation. You can ignore the mino for Rabbi Yehuda, but you can't ignore the eino mino for us. And therefore, for the Shach, if you don't ignore the eino mino, you have a suffix d'oraisa. Okay. That is the understandable part of our sif. The strange part of our sif is the Ramah. Says the Ramah, going back to the Ramah in the middle of sif base. How do you know what's called the same min, what's called a different min? Says the Ramah, you don't look at whether it is the same taste. Rather, you look at whether it's the same name. What is this based on? This is based on a machlok said by Rava in Avodah Zarah. I think it's Daf Samach Zayin, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Samach Vav, I apologize. Daf Samach Vav, the Gra says. I'll read you the machlokas. I won't read you. I'll tell you over outside the machlokas of Ayin Rava on Daf Samach Vav. Rava holds Basar Shema. You define species by the name. Abaye holds Basar Taima. You define species by the taste. Okay, they have two nafkaminas. Each one is the kula, each one is the chumra. Let's give one nafkamina. Now here it's a little tricky because the names are only going to work out in Hebrew, not in English, and not even in modern Hebrew. But what about Yayin Chadash and Yayin Yashan? They're both Yayin, but they taste very different. Because what does Yayin Chadash mean in English? Isaac, what's Yayin Chadash?
New wine.
What do you call new wine just squeezed?
Grape juice.
Grape juice.
All
right. Grape juice. And how does it taste? Sweet. Yayin Yashan means fermented wine, right? And that, of course, tastes sour. I know sour seems like insulting, right? But it tastes. Someone give me the nice way to say it.
Alcoholic.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever it is, sour. Yeah. Anyway, you get the point. So, how about a mixture of Yayin Nesech Chadash, the Yayin Kosher Yashan. Here, they're both called Yayin, again, in the Hebrew of the Gemara, not in modern day English. But in their, they're both called Yayin. However, they taste different. One is sweet and one is sour. Or whatever the respectful way to say that is. You know, the vintners would be very mad at me for calling their wine sour. No, that's not sour. Sour is vinegar. Okay, whatever it is. Tastes winey. So what would Rava say? Rava would say, this is called min bimino. And min bimino is not batel at all. Because min bimino is not batel. Why is min bimino not batel? Isn't that only the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? So this is the source of the big machlokas Rishonim. Rashi and others say, we see that Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And if Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha always follows Rava and Shas, because he's the last Amora to discuss it. And the halachas of Kavasra, the halacha is always like the latest generation to discuss it. And Rava is the most authoritative Amora of his generation. And Abai also agrees. He disagrees on the details, but he agrees on this part. So that's why Rashi and the Rif at first and the Ravyan, a few Rishonim Ashkenaz, Pasul like Rabbi Yehuda, everyone else says no, because in Avodah Zarah, everyone's machber that min bimino is not batel. Okay, says Rava, says Abaye, this is called min, b'she'eino mino, and therefore it is batel b'shishim. Okay, d'oraisa d'rabbanan, we don't know, it's batel. Okay, that's Machlokas Rava and Abaye, whether that's called Min Bimino, because he goes Basar Shema, it's the same name, or Min B'she'en Amino, because we go Basar Taima. They have There are a few nafkaminas there. We paskin as not surprising, right? You don't remember this one of the Al-Kagams because we paskin like Abaye and not like Rava. Says the Ramah, from here we see that in defining min b'mino, min b'she'ino mino, we go basar shma and not basar taima because we follow Rava. And if you're not a London, then you're convinced by the Ramah. Notice if you're very logical, the converse is not true. I'm not saying the Ramah is not a Lamdan. Just if you're not a Lamdan, you're very convinced by the Ramah. Because we follow Rava. What's the definition of Mimimim Shainu Amino? The definition is different names versus the same name, not different tastes versus the same taste. And now Yoni Abrams is going to have a fit. Yoni, you ready to have a fit? Could you express your fit verbally? Go. What's the problem with this Rama?
Now I feel kind of on this. So in terms of the reason why something would be... the idea of going about the Shema means that we don't care about the Tam, and the whole difference between Min Bamino and Min Be'ino Mino is whether there's actually a Tam difference made to the Tarobet by the introduction of the Isser.
Exactly. The Shach says that in like 50 lines, but he basically said what Yoni says. He says, you are crazy. He says, this is totally impossible. I don't care if you bring me 8 Ravas from the Gemara. It's impossible. And if it's impossible, then that's not what Rava meant. Right? Why is it impossible? Because let's review how we got here in the last few boards. I apologize that we can't put everything in the board at once. I had a Havamina to break all the Millers and the doctors and the governments and everyone's advice and drive into Gruss for 3 o'clock today just so I could have a big board and put everything there at once. And then everyone talked me out of it and said, no way, either a Rav or a Talmud is being found to have Corona every day at Gruss. Like 10 new people have Corona every day in Alon Shvat. Like the whole point of Ray Miller's policy is not to like share the wealth one direction or the other. So hopefully you remember what we had on the previous boards. It's very hard for me to stay home away from the nice whiteboard today. But what do we have in the previous boards? Why is there a difference in Simon Sadiches, Sif Beis, between Min, Min Bamino, and She'ino Mino? Because Min Bamino, you can't tell the taste, because it's all the same taste. There's no Tam Ke'ikar. Min B'She'ino Mino, there is Tam Ke'ikar Midoraisa. That was the whole point. Min B'She'ino Mino had Tam Ke'ikar. Min Bamino didn't have Tam Ke'ikar. Min B'She'ino Mino is tasteable if it's more than a 60th. And Min Bamino is not tasteable. So obviously, it only has to do with taste. Don't give me any Ravas, because we know it's all about taste. How could it be about what it's called and not taste? It's all about taste. That is the Shach's Taina against the Ramah, and the Shach's Taina is so convincing that we're not even sure yet how to defend the Ramah. But let me show you why the Shach's Taina is so convincing. And then, of course, the Shach's going to have to deal with Rava, and we're going to have to see what does he do about Rava. So let me just show you why the Shach's Taina is so convincing. Let's imagine this case. Here you have same shame. Different ta'am. Here you have Isser and Heter, which are the same ta'am. And a different shame. Says the Ramah, who goes basar shma. He says that they're the same time and different name. This is called min bimino, and it's batel barov min haTorah. That's what Ramah says. And if they're the same time but different names, then that's called min b'she'ino mino, and it needs 60 min haTorah. Says the Shach, this makes no sense whatsoever. What do you mean? If they have different tastes, just because they're called the same name, like the wine and grape juice, different tastes, but they're called the same name. It's Bottle Barovmi Daraisa. How can it be Bottle Barovmi Daraisa? You taste the sweetness of the grape juice in the wine, or you taste the sourness of the wine and the grape juice. If they have a different time, how could it be Bottle Barovmi Natora? There's Tom Kicker. And likewise, in the other column, same time, different shame. If they have the same time, why would you need 60 Mi Daraisa? It doesn't make any sense. Why would you need 60 Mi Daraisa? It's the same time. You can't taste anything. And therefore, it says the Shach, the Ramah, is totally logically impossible. The Shach says, Avada Basar Taima. Pashut. If they have a different time, then that's called Tam Ke'ikr. And that's called Min B'She'eino Mino, because you can taste it. It changes the taste. And then you need Shishim Min HaTorah. And if it is the same time, even if it has different names, but it's the same taste, you can't taste anything. So there's no tam ke'ikr. There's no tam. And that's the definition for our purposes of min b'mino. And that is batel b'rov min ha-Torah. Everyone now should be very, very convinced that the Shach is right, like Yoni Abrams is. Right? As a matter of fact, I hope everyone held like Yoni Abrams. What did Yoni Abrams say? He didn't just say, now that I think about it, I'm convinced the Shach is right. He says he takes umbrage at the fact that Ramah could ever think so. Right? Because our whole sif is based on Tam Ke'ikr. That when Mimbish Ein Amino, there's Tam Ke'ikr because there's a taste. And Mimbish Ein Amino, there's no Tam Ke'ikr because there's no taste. So obviously it just depends if it changes the taste or not. We don't care what name it's called. That should be the most posh thing in the world that the Shach is right. And halacha lemaisa, again, I don't know when this is really likely to come out during Pesach, because remember, it's only in the case of Safik, etc. But halacha lemaisa, almost all the achronim agree the Shach is right, the Ramah is wrong, the Ramah is impossible. Oh, the Ramah has a raya from Marashal someplace, that's also impossible. Oh, the Ramah has a raya from the Maharai, the author of the Shumas Hadeshan, so the Shach goes through a whole Cheshben, which we won't repeat now, as to how it didn't really mean that. But Pasha the Shach has to be right, because the whole principle is Tam Ke'ikr. What is the principle to feed the Shach? The principle of our Se'if is Tam Ke'ikr. How do you okay, we have two questions. Number one, how do you defend the Ramah? Number two, how does the Shach explain Rava? I really should first say how the Shach explains Rava, but because I don't want to go onto another board now, we'll work how to defend the Ramah. The famous defense of the Ramah is the Chavos Das here. There is a super duper duper long Chavos Das in the back here. I mean, every edition is different, but maybe it's even the longest Chavos Das in all of Hilchas Taruvos. In my version, it's over 2 pages long. It's a super long Chavos Das. That's the Nesivos in the back, who defends the Ramah. And okay. Again, I'm no one to take on the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das is convinced he came up with a super duper clever and muchrach defense, the Ramah, why the Ramah makes sense. To me, I think the Chavos Das came up with a super duper dachot defense, the Ramah. One thing the Chavos Das and everyone agrees on, he came up with the best defense of the Ramah. The question is, the best defense, the Ramah, good, or is the best defense, the Ramah, super duper dachot? Okay, dachuk again. Who am I to decide between the Shach and the Ramah? But we have to figure out, at least how it seems, what's dachuk or not. And basically all the achronim agree the Ramah is super dachuk. What does he end up saying for the Ramah? He ends up saying that you have to change. The Ramah is denying everything in the Torah, everything in the Beis Yosef, all the analyses of the Rishonim. He has a totally different principle underlying our Sif. Our Sif is not about Tam Ke'ikr. Says the Chavos Das, our Sif is not about Tam Ke'ikr. Because if our Sif is about Tam Ke'ikr, then you should care whether it changes the taste or not, not what name it is. Rather, what is the principle of our Sif? For the Shach, it's Tam Ke'ikr. That's what you always thought. You read the Torah, you read Beis Yosef, you read everything. But the Ramah, it can't be about Tam Ke'ikr. Yoni points out, if it's about Tam Ke'ikr, then the Ramah is impossible. Rather, he says, it must be a special halacha l'Moshe Mi Sinai that Min b'mino is batel, and min b'she'eino mino is not batel. Have nothing to do with tam. If it has nothing to do with tam, then if it has nothing to do with tam, then why is the rule of bittel b'shishem? The answer is like Rashi that I think we might have mentioned once. Yeah, we did mention Rashi once. That we learned from Elnazar, Agzeres HaKasav, a bittel b'shishem. So what does he say? What's the principle of Sif Beis according to the Chavos Da'as? Says the Chavos Da'as, the principle of Sif Beis is that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Dimin B'mino, is Batel. Batel what? Berov, because of Achri Rav Lahatos. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that Min B'mino is Batel Berov. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, then who cares what it tastes like or doesn't taste like? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai goes on what it's called. Okay, and it's also a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, really, I mean, one of these Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the other one is the default, but he says, there's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Min B'mino is not Batel, which then leaves Min B'mino being Batel. But Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, de min b'she'eino mino, eino batel. That's it. Basically, and now I'll tell you why I consider this to be very dachuk shot. Because when you have to say the difference between b'she'eino mino is just Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and you have no Gemara that says anything about any Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, about min b'she'eino mino, he finds like some line in Rashi that uses the word Halacha L'Moshe Misinai in the same sentence as min b'mino. Okay, halacha that means not bittel, but the lamdu may el nazir the bottle b'shishem, which again is dachuk because after all el nazir was a case of min b'mino, meat and meat, right? The arm of the four leg of the ram with the rest of the ram. But somehow he gets, basically, again, without intending any disrespect, what I would say back to the Chavos Da'as is, once you're willing to just say whatever the Ramah says, the halacha L'Moshe Misinai, you haven't actually added any hesber. Like anyone could always say, this is what I'm saying, it's a halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The point is, do you have a logic behind it or not? So yes, the last resort is always, if you say something there's no logic behind, just call it halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which again, I'm an Orthodox Jew. I'm all in favor of citing something that has no logic behind it, that it says in Chazal, is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, is binding. That's called Mesorah. But to be the first in the 1700s, to be the first one to suggest that something is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it's called speculation. And to me, this is speculation out of desperation. He can't figure out for the Ramah if the difference between min b'mino and min is what it's called and not taste, and has nothing to do with taste, and it's not about tam ke'ikar, and our whole sif's not about tam ke'ikar, then why is min b'she'eino mino daraisa ad shishem, and min b'she'eino mino daraisa batel berov? The answer is halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Where does shishem come from? Shishem comes from El Nazir. How do we know the shishem of El Nazir is only by eino mino, but mino is achri rab lahatos? I mean, that's fine. Achri rab lahatos batel berov. El Nazir batel b'shishem. So far, I'm willing to accept. Between the two of us, if you asked me to just be neutral, I would say since El Nazir is min b'mino, meat and meat, min b'mino needs shishim, min b'she'eino mino doesn't, if you're going to go that way. He says, no, halacha L'Moshe Misinai, min b'mino is batel berov midoraisa, and min b'she'eino mino midoraisa is batel b'shishim. Okay, you can't argue with that, right? Whenever someone claims they have halacha L'Moshe Misinai, then you can't disprove them. You can only say, you know, that was a very convenient speculation. Okay, so that's the two deos. The Shach says once you're working with Tam Ke'ikar, then obviously the difference between Min B'mino and She'eino B'mino is not what they're called. It's whether they change the taste. It's Tam Ke'ikar. That's what we're all based on. Tam Ke'ikar is Doraisa. If there's no change in taste, it's not Doraisa. And that's what all the Echron agree with because it's just the Pashat logic. For the Ramah, what you have to say, there's some Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that says Min B'she'eino B'mino is more Chomer than Min B'mino. Okay. What the Rav says based on the Chavos Da'as is, he says, yes, the Chavos Da'as is a big chiddush. But it's so crazy, it just might be right. Says the Rav, you know what? Maybe this Chavos Da'as is correct. Because then the Ramah would be l'shitase, said the Ramah on Sef Aleph, we don't give anything to a goy to taste. We only measure b'shishim, and we came up with 100 explanations why. One of them was, based on Rashi and El Nazir. Says the Rav, put the two Ramahs together. He puts some other late Rishon Ashkenaz together as well, but these are the only two Ramahs he puts together. Says the Rav, put the two Ramahs together and you get a pattern. The Ramah Taka holds this had nothing to do with Tom. Everything everyone else thought about this Simon is not true. It's not about Tom. It's just about Xeris HaKosov. It's just Xeris HaKosov. Nothing to do with Tom. Shishim is just Xeris HaKosov. Once it's just Xeris HaKosov, you can't get a guy to taste it because we don't care about taste. We care about Xeris HaKosov of Shishim. And then the Ramah could say that it depends if they're called the same name or not. Because once the Xeris HaKosov, then it might just depend on what name they're called as likely as anything else. So the Rav says, put the Chavazdas implied that. But he, and I don't think he said in quite so many words. The Rav just says, okay, this Chavazdas is a big Chiddush. But it works well with the Ramah. Because that's the reason why the Ramah didn't rely on Te'imas Kfela. Because that was all people cared about taste. And the Ramah paskins that we don't care about taste. Rather, we care about Xeris HaKosov of Shishim. What's Xeris HaKosov? So who cares about taste? And that answers Yoni's question. It answers Yoni's question. I'm making a very mechudish assumption, but it answers Yoni's question. Noach, did you have your physical hand up? I guess not. Binyamin had his physical hand up.
No,
you're allowed to raise either kind of hand.
How could we say that El Nazir is Mimsh Ein Amino if it's a case of meat and meat?
Exactly. That's one of the duchic parts of that the Chavos Das, that El Nazir is actually Min B'mino, but nonetheless, Al Pi Halachah Mish Misinai, we only darshin it for Min B'sheino Mino. It's duchic. I mean, he tries to make it sound nice. He says, well, it's just a remez that there's some shishim. And then Al Pi Halachah Mish Misinai, we know that shishim is for Min B'sheino Mino. But between you and me, it's still very duchic, right? Like, Hashem could have figured out a better way to do that. In yours, in my opinion. Okay, but the Chavos Das is smarter than you and me. What can I do? He thinks, no, Hashem could say, hint at things in very, very indirect, roundabout ways. But you're right, it's very dachuk. It's very dachuk. Okay, now, just hopefully I've convinced us that the Ramah is possible. And not only that, maybe the Taka is the sheet of the Ramah. You never know, maybe the Rav is right. But clearly, the Shach is the Pashup shot in the Gemara and the Rishonim. Now, I just want to explain to you why the Shach has no problem with the Shita of Rava in Avodah Zarah. And if you understand what I'm about to say on the next board, then you really, that's Igloi Milsa, that you really understand the lumdus of what's going on here. So let us go to the next board. Because the Shach has a problem. The Shach says we define same men and different men by same taste and different taste. But Rava said, Mefurish and Avodah Zarah, and we have to pass like Rava because that's not one of the Al Kagam, that we define it by Shema. So is that a problem for the Shach? The Shach says, no, that's not a problem for me whatsoever. Why? Because, Azai, this is the Shita of the Shach. He says, there's two different contexts when we differentiate between Mimbamino and Mimbashaino Mino. There's some cases where Min Bimino is more chummer. Such as what? Such as Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Batel. Or even Lididon in Yayin Nesech, which he says means all of Avodah Zarah, and Tevel, we have a chumra for two different reasons. It's also not Batel. Meaning, we're all machmer like Rabbi Yehuda, midrabanan. Not that we agree with him, midaraisa, by Avodah Zarah and Tevel. By Avodah Zarah, just because the chumra of Avodah Zarah, because it's the most chumra thing in the Torah. And by Tevel, because of the rule of chita achas poteres kol akri. You know that midaraisa, one one-millionth of truma is enough to be machmer the Tevel. Therefore, they were also machmer, the one one-millionth is enough to aser it. And just like to mater Tevel, you need to be mafresh from the same min. To Asrit, only the same men. Fine. Other examples are, this is the way we paskin. The Rambam disagrees with this, but everyone but the Rambam says in Orla and Klai HaKerem, in Min Bimino, you need 200. While in Min B'she'ino Mino, 60 is enough. And in Truma, you need 100. In all these cases, min bamino is more chamor than min she'ino mino, all these as opposed to 60, right? All as opposed to 60. Okay, there's some cases where min bamino is more kal. What's that? That's in a regular tarovis, right? In a regular tarovis, right? Why is it more kal? Because it's batal berov min haTorah. It's midrabanan, you need shishim, but midoraisa. One second. Okay. Now, here's the question. Already, you're seeing where the shach's getting at. Is there any reason that min bimino, here the shach's being a lamdan. Is there any reason these two min biminos have the same hagdara? Is there any reason that min bimino that's more chamer in some context has to be the same type of min bimino as more kal in another context? No. What's the geder? What's the reason and what's the geder? Let's do the reason and the geder, right? The reason is because there's no tam. The reason by us min bimino is more kal is because there's no tam. And if so, what is the geder of min bimino? It means same time. In our sugya where min bimino is more kal, it's more kal because there's no time. And therefore the geder min bimino is having the same time. That's called basar taima. Rava was talking about the other kind of min bimino, the other kind. Rava's talking about min bimino being more chomer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's never batal. According to everyone in Yayin Esek, it's never batal. In Tevel, it's never batal. In Arlan Klaya Kerem, it's not batal unless you have a large number. In Truma, it's not batal unless you have a large number. This is all the chomer of Tam Kicker. What's the reason for the chomer of Tam Kicker? Raise your hand if you think the reason Tam Kicker is more chomer is because there's no Tam. It's because there's no Tam. No, that's silly. Why would it be more chomer? Because there's no tam. That's ridiculous, right? Why would it be more chomer? Now, I know there's more than one way to go here. And if someone wants to be a big lamda, they'll call me later and say, I have a chakira, two ways of reading Abaye. But what's Rava? What's the reason? Has nothing to do with taste. What's the reason min bimino is more chomer? The reason min bimino is more chomer is because there's some, here it's a little tricky. Why is min bimino more chomer? You know what, ultimately, you know why min bimino is more chomer? There might be more than one reason. Tevel and Truma might be because when you're mafresh from min on mino, which could have to do with a shame. But in general, you know why? Because we're machmer like Rabbi Yehuda, and even the Chachamim are sometimes machmer like Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason for being machmer on min bimino? Zeres hakasav. Because dama par and dama sarir. Reason is the Gzeres HaKosov, and even though we deny the Gzeres HaKosov, Midrabanan, we apply it on sometimes. The reason that we're a Machmer, Min Bimino is Gzeres HaKosov. Min Bimino ain't a Batal. And what's the logic? The logic is very clear. Not very clear. But Lachor, the logic is because in order for two things, we'll see this in some Kuf Beis in the famous Ran in the Darim. In order for two things, one thing to erase the identity of another thing, it has to have a different identity. You need a clash of identities in order to say, there's two things and only one identity beats the other one. Only if there's a clash of identities. Gzeres HaKosov, and what's the reason of Gzeres HaKosov? L'chora? L'chora is that you... You can disagree with this line if you want. This is me quoting Aran in Nedarim. Need a clash of identities in order to erase one of the two identities. If you have two things and you want to erase one of the identities, then there needs to be a clash between the two identities. Okay, now we're talking about a formal clash of identities. What should be the getter? What defines the identity of something in the Torah? How it tastes or what it's called? I could see going either way. You could be a bai and say foods are defined by their taste. Obviously, paint is not defined by its taste. It's defined by its color. Obviously, nails and screws are not defined by their taste. But food is defined by its taste. Everything is defined by its main usage. Or you could say, no, things are defined by their formal definition. So then you could easily see how the geder is if it has the same shame, because shame in the Torah's identity, and that's Rava of Basar Shema. So what's the Shach saying? Rava says we define Min Mamino by Basar Shema when we want to be machmer and say Min Mamino is not batel, or it's not batel unless you have a high number. Whenever you want to be machmer, say Min Mamino is not batel. Why is Min Mamino not batel? Because it's hard to be mevatel each other because you're the same team. You need to be on opposite teams to be mevatel each other. And therefore, you need to be opposites to be mevatel each other, not similar things. And therefore, but what defines you as opposites? Having different names, your formal status. That has nothing to do with Simon Sadi Chesif Beis. Here we're talking about where Min Bamino is a kula of being batel Barov Midoraisa. That has nothing to do with its formal identity. That has to do with the fact that you can't taste it. Therefore, you go Basar Taima. Basically, the Shach is 100% logical. He says, obviously, in some sugyas where Min Bamino is Lachumra, it's Lachumra for a different reason than in other sugyas where it's Lakula. Why would the same reason make it Lachumra and Lakula? The reason it's Lachumra is because there's no clash of identity. The reason it's Lakula is because you can't taste it. Therefore, when you want to know what's called Min Bamino Lachumra, you ask whether it has the same identity. When you want to know what's called Min Bamino Lakula, you ask what's not tasteable. What has no noticeable taste or no noticeable delta, no noticeable change in the taste. And therefore, it's perfectly logical to say we pass like Rav the Basar, Rav like by that Basar Shema. But in our sugya, even Rav would agree we go Basar Taima, and that is the logic of the Shach. And if you notice, this fits the last board. What the Ramah has to do in order to explain why he paskins Basar Shema here also is say that our sugya is not about taste. Our sugya is just some formal exercise of the identity. Okay. So much for Sif Beis. If there's any other questions, now is your chance to ask. Okay.
Just an annoying then question. I'll, where's that? Where's the Ran in the Darim? That's right.
The Ran in Nidarim is on. Daf Nun Beis Ahmed Aleph. Again, in the Nedarim, he's on the page of the Gemara, right? Not on the Rif pages. It's the Nedarim. Nun Beis Ahmed Aleph. Okay, sorry, I should have remembered that, but I always get it confused because there's a few similar studies. Yes, Noah Shapiro.
Just isn't that possible to? Oh wait, sorry.
Wrong on mute. Isn't that possible just to take the lumdas of the Shach within Rava and extend it to the difference between Basar and the Ran, extend to the difference between Basar B'chalav and Shar Yisirim? I mean, Basar B'chalav, maybe it would always be about taste, but Shar Yisirim, you would say something like the Ran, because you don't have the conflicting forces, so it wouldn't be about Tam. And that's why Rashi's passing like Rava there, that you see, you hold like Rabbi Yehuda always, because that is about Shar Yisirim. Shar Yisirim is never going to be about the taste, it's going to be about the conflicting sources. I mean, if you hold Tam Ki'ikr, but maybe me know, but that's a difference between the lumdus behind it with
By Basar B'chalav, I agree to you. I'm not sure what you mean by Shari Surin, because what you're saying is that Shari Surin doesn't depend on taste, and then you're basically saying like Chavos Das. But if so, then I agree. Meaning you're right. When it comes to Basar B'chalav, everyone agrees a matter of taste, because that's Lo Tzavashal B'gidi B'chalevi Mo, Derech Bishal. The Derech Bishal is to have the taste. That's the Mefurish Gemara. In Chulin Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph. So I agree. Like when it comes to Basar B'chalav, everyone agrees it's about taste. And, you know, and I mean, I'm not sure how much this would have enough to mean anyway, but you're right. Everyone agrees that's about taste.
But I mean, okay. the Shach is bringing out that you have to assume, the Shach is bringing out that you have to assume that it's not about taste in certain cases, like Arla Kli Kerem. If you just extend it to say that that's true by Shari Serum, all Shari Serum, so.
Yeah, but then you're basically saying the Chavos Das, that it's not about Tom Kicker because it's not about taste.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you a famous piece of the Brisker lore. This is, sometimes you have to be mechalik, is this between the YU Brisker lore and the general Brisker lore. But this, even though I told you, you could look it up in the Nefesh HaRav, it's not only YU Brisker lore, because I saw it in other svarim from the Yerushalayim Soloveitchiks. This is the general part of the Brisker lore. That, but Shefter says it over nicely, as he always says things over nicely. He quotes in the Nefesh HaRav that Reb Lazer tells or explains how he became a follower of Reb Chaim. And he says like this. He says he was once at a chasana and a terrible tragedy happened. Although from a Lumdish perspective, it was a great geschmack. There was someone was cooking a big pot of meat or cholent or soup or whatever for the affair. And they had a piece of trefa, literally trefa, meaning they found a hole in the lung, let's say, trefa meat on the side, which they had taken from the butcher to feed their cat. And the shifcha unknowingly, foolishly, threw the trefa meat into the stew for the wedding. And they have no way of knowing how much it was because there's a lot of different size pieces. They don't know which piece was the trefa, and they don't know if it was more or less than a 60th, and there's no way to find out. Okay, so it's a suffig, whether it's more than 60th or less than 60th. Now they want to know, is this a suffig d'oraisa or is this a suffig de rabbanon? So they tried to cheshben, is this min b'mino or is this min b'she'eno mino? So, okay, I heard a more embellished version that Reshechter brings here, that all the Lamdanim were saying, first the Pashtanim said, well, clearly this is lakula, because it's meat in meat. And meat is min b'mino. It's suffik d'rabban and l'kula. Because it's min b'mino. But Rav Chaim said, but you forgot something. When the butcher set aside treif meat to sell to feed the cat, do you think he salted it? Avada, he didn't salt the treif meat. Why would he salt the treif meat for the cat? So therefore, this wasn't only meat, it was also dam. And so it's dam in basar. It's the tarovas of dam in basar. Dam in basar is min b'she'eino mino and is a safek d'oraisa l'chumra. And they were all convinced. Then said Rav Chaim, hold on, you forgot something. Right? I think we mentioned this once in Siman Pei Zayin, I'm pretty sure. But we passed that dam shebishlo is only also drabon. And cooked dam is only drabon. Only raw dam is d'oraisa. So therefore, the dam only went into the rest of the meat when you cooked it. And when you cooked it, it was cooked dam shebishlo, which is only drabanan. And therefore, based on what we had a few boards ago, right, this should be suffik lekula. Why? Because the meat in the meat is trefa, in kshera is an iser d'oraisa, that's min b'mino. So that's only drabanan. The blood in the meat is min b'she'eino mino, but it's only also drabanan of cooked dam. So that's drabanan. So it's only suffik drabanan. They're all convinced. And then he says, but you're all wrong. You forgot something. Says, why? This is being a real brisker. He says, the basar trefa, bitores trefa, is only a suffic drabonin, because it's min bimino, meat and meat. The dam, bitores dam, is only a suffic drabonin, because it's dam shabishlo, even though it's min b'she'eino mino, dam shabishlo is only a drabonin to start with, so it's only a suffic drabonin. He said, but you forgot one isser. Not the basar b'toras trefa b'toras trefa, not the dam b'toras dam. How about the dam b'toras trefa? The dam is also from a trefa animal. And therefore, even though cooked dam is only asur b'rabbanan b'toras the isur of dam, this is Rav Chaim being Rav Chaim, cooking takes away the isur d'oraisa of dam. But if the dam is also trefa, cooking doesn't take away the isur d'oraisa of trefa. So there is an isur d'oraisa here. The dam b'toras dam trefa. Because dam trefa is a different taste than basar. But even though you cook it, it's still asur d'oraisa because it's trefa. And if you say, but doesn't Tosfos say mefurish, the dam of nevela is not nevela, he says, no, dam of nevela is not nevela, because the chalos nevela is only chal on the meat, not on the dam. And the chalos of trefa is only chal on the meat, not on the dam. But anyone know where dam comes from? Dam is produced by the marrow in the meat, right? Or whatever cells, I don't care what kind of cells. The dam, he says, the trefa, only the basar is trefa, u basar basada trefa. But the dam is yotze min atreifa, just like milk of a treifa animal. Think about it. Milk of an avela animal. You shoot an animal in the head and then you open the udder and find milk. That milk is fine because it wasn't produced by nevela cells. It was produced before it died. But milk of a treifa animal is treif. So it was produced by treifa cells of meat. Likewise, blood of a treifa animal is treifa. It's yotze min atreifa. And therefore, Chaim asered this stew and shtered the chasana. Not shtered the chasana, shtered the sudas mitzvah. Because he says, al pilumdus, again, the treifa betoras, treifa is min bamino, drabanan. The dam betoras, iser dam, is dam shebishlo, drabanan. But the dam betoras, yotze min atreifa, is an Isser Doraisa, Yotze Min HaTreifa is an Isser Doraisa, and even when you cook it, it stays Asser Min Doraisa, and it's Mimash Eino Mino, therefore it's a Safik Doraisa, and it is L'chumra, and that was Rev Chaim's Maskana, and they say that Rev Laser tells her, was so impressed, he says, look at the sharpness of his thought, and how this all affects Halacha L'maisa. Right? I bet Rav Shechter loves this story, because he loves to explain how being a Lamed is necessary for Halacha L'maisa, which I've definitely found to be true. Okay, that was the story with Rav Chaim. Okay, famous Rav Chaim story, very, very clever. But I gave you an assignment. Let's see if anyone figured this out. I said, can you look in the Pesachei Tshuva and find a way to parry the Taina of Rav Chaim? Can you look in the Pesachei Tshuva and find a way to disagree with Rav Chaim? You can't disagree with Rav Chaim's sharp lumdus. His lumdus is just too sharp. Did anyone notice anything? So the answer is, you could disagree with Rav Chaim based on the note of Yehuda. It must be, this is not Masorah, it must be Rav Chaim. Liam, were you about to say that? No, okay. It must be Rav Chaim had a reason for disagreeing with this note of Yehuda, I think. But according to the note of Yehuda, Rav Chaim's wrong. That's a tame I always had. How could you tell this famous Rav Chaim story? Why didn't Rav Laser tell her just get up and say note of Yehuda? It must be that he went over and said note of Yehuda, and Rav Chaim must have had some disproof in the note of Yehuda or something. Because what did the note of Yehuda say? He says, Tam ke ikar is only to Araisa, on things like mishras, like wine for a nazir, and like yule akum, like most treif foods that the goyim cooked in their pots, which are chayav malchus. But if the original isser is something that's not chayav malchus, that's not a full lav, then there's no time ke'ikar b'doraisa. And what's the note here's example? Milk of a treif animal. Milk of a treif animal, whether it's a treif a cow or whether it's a camel. You know, milk of a treif animal is yotze min atame. Yotze min atame is asur midoraisa, but without malchus. It's not a full isur doraisa. And therefore, says Rav Chaim, the time of yotze min asur is only drabanan. According to Rav Chaim, according to the note of Yehuda, Rav Chaim is wrong. He only managed to asur it out the dam b'toras yotze min atreifa. And therefore, he made a suffix doraisa. But according to the note of Yehuda, the mixture of yotze min atreifa with heter is never going to be an isur doraisa because there's no time ke ikar midoraisa on yotze, only on fully surim. So I leave it to Tzarech Iyam. We have to ask Rav Shechter why Rav Chaim didn't care about this note of Yehuda, why Rav Chaim didn't think this note of Yehuda was significant. But okay, just interesting to note that right on the page of the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the note of Yehuda. This is in Sifkatan something, right? Sifkatan Hey, Iyam B'Tshuva's note of Yehuda. That since we learned it from Mishra's Gulei Akum, we say only idlavim sheish be malkos if they get mixed in our tamkei kedaraisa. But a lav without malkos or an isarase, even if it gets mixed in, is only us drabanan. There's no tamkei ikar midaraisa, and according to him, you could disprove Reb Chaim. Okay, that's the story. I don't know if you're allowed to ask questions on a story. Normally, you can't ask questions on a story, but I think Reb Chaim's stories are different. So anyone who wants to ask a question can feel free. Okay. One second. A lot of things in the chat about asking questions on Rav Chaim. Oh, what page? Okay. Thank you for taking care of it. Right. Okay. Luckily, no one asked the real tough question on the Briskers, which is, how come if one doctor against a million doctors says that someone might be in a little sakana, even though they look healthy, we'll like go feed them in Yom Kippur and drive them on Shabbos. But if one doctor against a million doctors says you don't have to wear a mask, then they don't wear a mask. But that's only a question on the modern briskers, not on Rav Chaim. Okay, Sif Gimel. Bamed Varim Amurim. Sif Gimel is the yesod in all of Yoredea. Bamed Varim Amurim Kshenishvach. When do we say that... when do we say that that Safek Drabanan is Lakula? Let's say it's Min Bimino. We say Safek Drabanan Lakula. When are we allowed to say Safek Drabanan Lakula? When Nishbach, when it's poured out and the information is lost, right? Think about it. I want to measure how much soup was here when it fell in. And then it gets spilled and there's no way to know anymore, right? The information is gone. When it's not, when you're not able to find out. But let's say the Isser fell into the Heter. Piece of ham fell into my vegetable soup. And I want to measure it, but it's hard to measure because it has all kinds of jagged edges and it's a funny shape and I don't know how to measure it. It's a little funny, just use water displacement. But let's say for whatever reason, I don't know how to measure it. It's too hard for me to measure. Then the Efshel Amal Shiro, Afri Shuri Shuri Shadrim Asr, even though it's only an Isser Drabanan and it's Afri Drabanan Lakula, it's still Asr. What's the Ran saying? If the reason for the Isser is, if the reason for the Suffolk is because the information is available, but I don't know how to measure, then that is Asr. Okay. Why is this? So we'll see the mucker for it in Sif Dalid. But why is this? So this is a machlokes. Why? Says the Ran, quoted in the Beis Yosef and the Shach here. He says, because they had to make a normal rule. They said, you know what? Everyone's always going to be mistaken how to measure things. And then it's just going to be hefkeros. Like, no one ever knows how to measure things. No one ever knows what's shishim, what's not shishim. Things are very hard to measure. And then you're going to let everyone make their own guess. And it's going to be hefkeros. So they made a special gzeira that when it comes to measuring, when it comes to normal sfeikos in measuring shishim, like not knowing how to measure, they made a special gzeira to be machmir, even in Safek Drabanan, because otherwise everyone will just say whatever they want. However, when something spills and it's an abnormal, unusual case, they didn't make a gzeira. So the Ran says they made a gzeira in usual cases. It's common that a lot of people don't know how to measure how big pieces are and don't know how to measure things. Since that's common, they made a gzeira. However, on uncommon things, they didn't make a gzeira. That's the Ran. However, we don't hold like the Ran. All the Achronim assume like the Rashba here. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba gives a klal. And this klal, really everyone agrees with. In the end, the Ran also has to agree with this klal. What's the klal of the Rashba? Why are we machra? Basically, we're saying Safek Drabanan L'chumra. Why are we machra in this Safek Drabanan L'chumra, right? Sif Gimel. He's saying Safek Drabanan L'chumra. Why? Says the Ran. This is a special gzeira in common cases of measuring 60. Okay, but we follow the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? He says, I mean, just take it to an extreme, right? At a certain point, it gets ridiculous, right? Let's say you're not sure if this milk is, you're not sure if this cheese is kosher or not, right? You're not sure if it's Gvinas Akum or not. You're not sure if it's Bishel Akum or not. You're not sure if it's Chalav Akum or not. You're not sure a lot of Surim Drabanan. So what do you say? You say, well, I won't check if it's kosher or not because it's a suffix whether it's Asur Drabanan or not, so it's Lakula. Right? Let's say someone doesn't know if you're allowed to do something on Shabbos or not, if it's an Asur Drabanan. They don't know if something's Muktzah. Is. I won't look up La Halacha because Safek Drabanan is Lakula. That's obviously ridiculous. Safek Drabanan means you know all the information and it's still a suffix. If you just didn't bother to find out, that's not called a suffix. That's called stupidity. Right? I'm not the one who used the word stupidity, right? The Shach quotes from the poskim, the way they say over the Rashba is Da'as Shotim Huzeh. That ignorance is not a suffix, right? Your ignorance is not called a suffix. A suffix has to be an objective suffix, right? A suffix means it's objectively a suffix. If the answer is objectively knowable and you were too lazy to find out or too stupid to find out, that's not called a suffix. You being ignorant doesn't make it a suffix. It being unfathomable, it being unable to be found out, that's what makes it a suffix. And that is what the Shach and Sultan calls Das Shotim. Normally, what we say here is Chesron Yediyah is not a suffix. Suffix doesn't mean you don't know. Suffix means it is objectively in doubt. Again, what is objectively? Objectively doesn't mean you have to ask all 9 billion people in the world if they know anything. Objectively means using all of the information that could possibly be available to you, it's still a suffix. So therefore, if it was a case of nishpach or some other case where just the information is not there to be had, that's suffix rabbanan lekula, or suffix d'oraisa lechum, or suffix rabbanan lekula. But if you just don't know how to measure it, so you don't know how to measure it, so get someone smart to measure it, or learn how to measure it, or put some effort into measuring it. Just because you don't know doesn't make it a suffix. Doesn't make it a suffix. And then another classic example. If I had something which was suffix asur rabbanan suffix kosher, and someone, a guy unwrapped it, threw the wrapper in the garbage, the garbage man took it away. And now I don't know if it's asur rabbanan or not. Then I can say suffix rabbanan lekula. But the guy unwrapped it, put the wrapper in the garbage, right? Took the garbage out to the bin, but I can still go out to the bin and take the wrapper out of the garbage and check. I can't say suffix rabbanan lekula. It's my fault for not checking. The information is there. I just didn't bother to find out because I'm stupid or lazy or ignorant. That is called cheshen yodia, and I have to go lechumra. Noach.
So I understand this idea of suffik machmak kisaron yodia, but I think that the terminology of kishenishbach versus lefninu, in the Hebrew at least, isn't sharp enough and refined enough to really understand how we make these distinctions. So would you be able to define them in a more sharp way? Because nishbach versus lefninu, both, it's possible, they both have the connotation that it's I don't know how to put my tongue on what precisely is, you know, unknowable.
Okay, so let's start with an easy one, right? The easy one is, let's start with the one line from the Rashba. Let's see if I can find a quote in the Taz, who says, "De'im ein ze bakyu maker acher yaker." Right? That is what he quotes in the Rashba. He says, you can figure it out, but someone else can. A suffix is something that no one can figure out because it's not possible to figure out. Something that I can't figure out, but someone smarter than me could figure out, that's not called a suffix. Meaning that's an obvious case of cheshen yodia. I know it's going to be more complicated, right? But the easy way is to say that cheshen yodia means I can't figure it out, but someone else can. If someone else can figure it out, that's cheshen yodia. If no one can figure out, then that is a suffix rabbanan lekula.
So I get that.
It's not going to be so simple in the end, but you understand my formulation.
No? I understand your formulation, but I don't know what it means when we say nishbach versus lifneinu. Like, when you give me a tarovet, what does that mean? What's the difference? Give me an example.
You're asking just on a very, okay, on a pshat level. Okay, it's like this.
Pshat level.
Nishbach means I know that 1 ounce of lard fell into my soup. I don't know if the soup was 60 ounces or not. And some of it spilled. And now there's 57 ounces. There's no way to know whether originally it was 60 ounces or originally it was 59 ounces. Some of it spilled and now it's 57. And there's no way to know how much spilled. It's in the old days, it spilled into the dirt floor. It spilled it down the drain, right? That's nishbach, right? I'm trying to measure the soup, but I spilled some and I don't know how much it used to be. And there's no way to recover that information. That's nishbach. As opposed to lefanenu means, I know the soup is 60 ounces. And it wasn't lard that fell in. It was a piece of ham that fell in. I take out the piece of ham, and I'm trying to figure out if it's more or less than 1 ounce. Obviously, fluid ounce. We're talking about volume here. Right? Someone mentioned that, right? In the Pesach Chuvos of Cotton Bays, I didn't mention this last time, and I'll mention it now. He says, when we measure shishim, we go by volume, not weight. And then he goes to all kinds of weird cases where maybe you could use weight because it's the same as volume. But the ikker is that we go by volume, not weight. Okay, so I know I have 60 ounces of soup. I don't know if the ham is more or less than an ounce. And I'm looking at the ham, and it's hard for me to tell if it's more or less than an ounce. That's called lefanenu, right? I can't tell if it's more or less than an ounce. That's my fault because I'm just not a smart enough measurer. That's the two cases. Right, but if I was a really good scientist, I'd be able to tell. Okay, now, the Shach and Tazir, or rather the Tazir and Kruza Kesef here, really deal with one of the biggest issues in Halacha Lamaisa. Is what about what's called the Chesron Yediyah L'chol Hador, right? So what if it's, right, if it's, or that means there's anyway, either someone else would know how to measure, or you could go find out by doing the research, etc. Then that is for sure l'chumra, right? Acherim yodim, or you could do research and find out. You know, that's clearly Savik Chesron Yediyah, and that's obvious. Morally, it's obvious to all of us. You shouldn't be able to say Savik Yerovan Lekula in that case. It just seems wrong. The more interesting case is what about what's called a Chesron Yediyah L'chol Hador. Now, what do I mean? I don't mean Chesron Yediyah L'chol Hadorot. If all generations from Adam Arishon down to Mashiach ben David don't know how to measure it, then that's unmeasurable. But what if in the old generations they knew how to measure it, but nowadays they don't? Right? What about a case like that? What if in the old generations they knew how to measure it? Or, you know, maybe let me say a little better. One second. Let me say it a little better. Because I don't want to commit myself like that. What about Chesron Yediyah L'chol Ha'olam? What do I mean by that? Equals theoretically, you could find out, but no one knows how. What if no one knows how to find out, but theoretically you could find it out? What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that all the information is here. There's no information missing. It's not like Nishbach. Nishbach, some information is missing, right? I don't know, did anyone ever do like information science? You know, like what information exists, what information doesn't exist, how to measure what information exists. Okay, it's like a branch of math. Not a branch of physics, more a branch of math, I think, but I'm not such a bucky. Anyway, what if the information is here, but no one knows how to figure it out? It's too hard for everyone. Okay, what if no one knows how to figure it out? It's too hard for everyone. So then the Taz brings up a bit of a stira. What's his stira? His stira is... his stira is not from a sugya of safik drabban lakula, but from a safik of sfeik lakula, right? Even derais sfeik lakula. We'll assume for now, right? The Tashach and Taz both assume, we'll grant them this, that whatever's called the safik linyan safik drabban, it's called the safik linyan sfeik sfeika. There was a case in Siman Pei Aleph of a safik whether a cow was treifa or not, right? You saw there was something suspicious in the lung, and like, we don't really know how to do the test to tell if it's treifa or not. So it's safek treifa. And no one knows how to figure out if it's treifa or not. So it's a machlok between the Rashba and the Rosh, whether you can say safek lekula, because this is safek sfeika, or not. Right? That's a machlokus between the Rashba and the Rosh. So let us we'll write continued. On the next page, what about a Chesron Yediyah L'chol Ha'olam? So, according to the Rashba, right, he would say it is Chumrah. He says, not only our case of Sif Gimel, how about Sif Dalid? What was Sif Dalid? Sif Dalid is, might as well read Sif Dalid, Isser Sinishbashalim a Heter, Afilu Makiru Vusholing Vizarko, if an Isser gets cooked in your Heter, even if you find it and it's intact and you throw it out, ham falls into my vegetable soup and cooks for 20 minutes. I find the ham and I throw it out. You might think it's fine. I throw out the ham. No, sir. Shishin can call it Isser. You need 60 times the whole ham to be invatel it. Why? Because some of the gravy came out in the soup. Ah, but how much gravy came out in the soup if the whole ham is 3 ounces? You think 3 ounces of gravy came into the soup? No way. Probably only an ounce and a half. But who really knows? So the answer is you need 60 keneged the whole ham. Because we don't know how much gravy came out of it, how much taste came out of it. So what do we see? If we don't know how much taste came out of the ham, we have to be machmer misafek and assume that all that 3 ounces of taste came out of the ham. Why are we machmer? Why not say it depends on mimbamino, mimshaino, mino? It depends on the safek darbon and safek daraisa. Apparently, here we're machmer on sfekos, bain darbon and bain daraisa, because they don't make a chaluk, even though no one knows how to measure how much taste came out of the ham. So, what do we see? That you add sadi ches, dalid, and pei aleph. What was that? He quotes the tour. I don't know what sif it was. Okay, whatever sif it is in the Shulchan Aruch, where this comes up in the tour. I don't have handy access to my pay aleph. Okay. Sif beis. There it is. The Taz mentions. That's fine. He says, if you don't know how much taste came out of the ham, you have to be machmir. You can't say safek darbanan lekula, even though no one knows. Because theoretically, a scientist could do an experiment to measure. But no one knows. If you don't know whether this animal's treif or not, you have to be machmir. You can't say sfeik sfeika. Because even though no one knows, theoretically, you could figure out if it's treif or not. However, what about the rush? The rush has a stira. Here's the rush's stira. He admits in Sadi Ches Dalid, by not knowing how much taste comes out of the hand, L'chumra, but in Pei Aleph Beis, he says L'kula. So now we have a problem. We have a stira in the Rosh, and here's the Machlux in the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef, how to answer up the stira in the Rosh. How to answer up the stira in the Rosh. 1 second. Okay. So the here's the machlokes in the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef. Says the Taz, he says, what's the difference? He says, and this is going to be, it's a big chiddush. In the case where we don't know if the animal's treif or not, either we have to be machmir or mekel. So he says, well, let's start with here. When the suffix, or no. Here, when the suffix has an upper limit, right? Those chicken scratches mean the suffix has an upper limit. When the suffix has an upper limit, what do we mean by that? We don't know how much tom came out of this piece of ham, but there's an upper limit, the size of the ham. However much tom came out of the 3 ounce piece of ham can't be more than 3 ounces of tom. When the suffix has an upper limit, then we are machmir. A suffix ches v'yedia l'chol ha'olam with an upper limit, we're machmir. Because you know what? When we're machmir, we're not saying everything's usser. We're saying only if the stew is less than 120, it's usser, because we count it as a 3 ounces of tom. But when there's some upper limit to the suffix, we'll be machmir because at least there's an upper limit. over here, the topic is a treif, is it not treif? There's no inimitable limit, either yes or no. When there's no quantitative then we're makel. What he means is this. We're mesopic whether this animal's treif or not, because we're not bekiyim nowadays on how to test the lungs by blowing them up and seeing if they're really kosher or not. So therefore, there's no numbers. It's either kosher or treif. When it's either kosher or treif, we're willing to be makel on a schetzer nidil chala olam. But in a case where we don't know how much taste came out of the ham, it's not either kosher or treif. We want to know how to measure the number. Do we say 1 ounce of taste came out, 2 ounces of taste came out, 3 ounces of taste came out? But it can't be more than three. There's an upper limit. When the Chazal were comfortable being machmir, when there's an upper limit to the Chumra, they weren't. They didn't want to be machmir stam. Okay, that's his. It's sort of a little random. It's like, you know, I'm willing to be machmir if it won't end up being so bad, right? It's like somebody where I say, well, if it's not the end of the world, be machmir. That's what they said. Whenever you have a suffik chesun yilchala olam, if it was black and white, kosher or treif, they were makel. But if they say, well, it's not the end of the world, because, you know, just measure as if there are 3 ounces of taste. Often it'll be okay anyway, just sometimes it'll be usser. Then they're willing to be more machmir. That's the taz. The Nekuda Sakesa for the Shach gives a much sharper answer, right? I know the taz is not sharp. It's a little bit random. And you'll say, if you look at it practically, you're not quite sure how practical it is. But that's, says the Shach, he says there's two kinds of chesun nidil chala olam. There's where we really don't know, or when we have a minhag that we're not allowed to rely on our knowledge. When we really don't know, that's our fault. When there's a minhag to not rely on our knowledge, that's not our fault. That's the that's the objective reality's fault. He says here, we really don't know. When we really don't know, even if the whole world doesn't know, it's still our fault. So the whole world is stupid. It's still our fault. And that's not a suffix. But in the case of the animal, we don't know if it's treif or not, if we have a sirach on the lung and we're not sure how stuck it is, then it's not that we really don't know. We really don't know. We'll just follow what it says in the Gemara and test it. It's just that we have a minhag that we're not bekiyim anymore and we're not allowed to rely on our knowledge. Here, there's just a chumra. Or let's say better, chumra. To pretend we don't know. When there's a chumra to pretend we don't know, then that's not us not knowing. That's the halacha not letting us know. When the halacha doesn't let us know, that's a real suffix. And that's the case of treifos. But when we actually don't know, then it's our fault and we have to go to chumra. When we actually do know, but there's a chumra to not rely on our knowledge and to act like we don't know, then that's not our fault. That's the halacha's fault, and we can call it a suffing and go lakula. That's the shach in this little nekudas hakesef here. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? L'chora, well, if you look earlier in Simon Pei Aleph, Sif Beis, the Rama says in general that we're machmer like the Rashba anyway. In general, we're machmer like the Rashba, and therefore we don't like it. There are three puzzles. The Rashba says, even if no one in the world knows, we go lachumra. That's a chesra nudiyah. The Rosh, according to the Taz, says, we go lakul if it's a suffix, but if it's a question of how to measure and there's an upper limit, we're machmer like the upper limit. And the Shach says, if we really don't know, we go lakumra. If we really do know, but there's a halacha that doesn't let us know, then we go lakula. Halacha lemaisa, we generally, this is generally, because the Ramah says it depends, but generally, follow the Rashba, which means that generally, if there's a suffik chesun yediyah, even if the whole world doesn't know, as long as it's theoretically knowable, even if the whole world doesn't know, then we go lechumra and we don't think safdor and lekula. That's a general mahalach of the poskim. It's complicated because our mother says maybe we can make a makam have some meruba, and then you have to figure out make it like the shach makam have some meruba, or make it like the taz makam have some meruba. Halach lemaisa in modern day poskim, generally they assume we're machmir on a suffix chesun yediyah, even if it's a chesun yediyah to the whole world. Okay, so much for Seif Gimel.